The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Portofino, a small coastal town on the Italian Riviera, is a popular British tourist spot and to some extent with Irish people too. Now, over the weekend, the town mayor signed an ordinance that will see holidaymakers banned from walking barefoot and shirtless or having picnics or consuming alcohol on the streets, and there are many more conditions as well. And other cities across Italy have implemented strict rules for tourists. The trend is occurring across Europe. For example, as we reported, Albufeira released a code of conduct for tourists last month, which is quite restrictive. Joining me now, Nick Pisa, senior global reporter with the Daily Mail, who's just come back from Portofino. Nick, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Pat, to you and your listeners.
So, on observation of Portofino as you strolled around, I mean, did you see any bad behaviour?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Pat. Yes, I did. I saw several tourists, actually, who were bare-chested and walking around shoeless and in their swimwear. And intriguingly, I did actually have a chat with the chief of police there, a lady called Giuseppina Chiarello, and I did point this out to her. And she said, look, Nick, you know, we're not the Gestapo here. We're not going to enforce this rule with a rod of iron. We're just going to politely tell people that, you know, there is this order here and they should put on their shirts and they should cover up their swimming costumes and they should put some shoes on if they are walking around the town. They're saying it's there mainly to advise and to guide and to suggest to people that they do behave themselves. I mean, it was, I'll be honest with you, Pat, it was very, very busy there, and it always is every summer. The normal population there is about 350 in the off-peak season, but in the summer there are about 5,000 odd people a day coming into Portofino, which is only a very small town. And so some of the locals and the businesses and the residents, they're just saying, look, we're being overwhelmed here. And some of the quality of the people that are coming in is also lowering the tone a bit, because as you know, Portofino is quite a seashy upmarket place to go on holiday.
Yeah, I've never been, so perhaps you could describe it for us.
Oh, Pat, it's absolutely, I just recommend you go. It is absolutely gorgeous. It really is. It's a small little inlet, a small little village on a little bay. And there are sheer cliffs on either side. I mean, there's not actually much to see in terms of, I don't know, galleries, museums, that sort of thing, if you would go away. But it's just such a beautiful place. And there's a little row of pastel-coloured houses around the square. And there are lots of cafes dotted around the square, restaurants, and a lot of, as you would imagine, high-end designer boutiques, Louis Vuitton, Christian Dior, Rolex, etc., etc. And it's the sort of place people go, Pat, to be seen, if you know what I mean. It's a bit like Monte Carlo, around that Nice, that sort of area. It's very similar, but on a much smaller scale. And as I say, the piazza, which is the main gathering point, the main focal point for people, is absolutely ideal. It's been voted one of the top 10 jewels of the world in places to visit. And it's one of these places that's very... Well, it's become very Instagrammable and very tick boxable. You can see it, Pat, when you go there. The people are just there taking selfies themselves. I saw this rather bizarre situation where this lady set up a rather large tripod and put her phone on it and then started taking remote control pictures of herself, you know, posing in front of the little harbour area by, say, all the yachts and the fishing boats. So it's that sort of place. But if you do get a chance, Pat, it's absolutely gorgeous. Well worth a visit.
And are people going to some extent to do a bit of celeb spotting?
Yes, I mean, it is popular with celebs. I mean, Rod Stewart is a regular there. Elton John is also a regular there. There was an American, forgive me, I'm not up to speed with all my American sports stars, but apparently Magic Johnson was there earlier this summer. The Kardashians were there as well a few years ago. In fact, one of the Kardashians, I think it was Khloe Kardashian, got married there. Wayne Rooney also got married there a few years ago. So, yeah, it is a very, very popular spot with celebrities as well.
Now, I presume, as well as advising people that they should cover up and not picnic in a place where picnicking is prohibited, that they do have a big stick they can wield in the form of fines if people don't obey.
Yes, that's right. So the maximum fine that you can be punished with is a €500 fine if you are spotted As you said, they're walking around shirtless or in your swimming costume or barefoot. In fact, I did stop a couple of tourists and I did tell them, and I had this hilarious conversation with a Swedish gentleman who, by the name of Elias, who told me that he was wondering why people were looking at him in a funny sort of way. I mean, he was typically Scandinavian, very tall, very broad, very muscular. I said, well, maybe they're just looking at you because you're quite an attractive and handsome man. But then we joked and I said, no, I think it is because also you aren't wearing your shirt. And I did, there were signs around the harbour, which I showed to him, which did say in English as well, please beware of the local customs and respect the local bylaws in which we ask you to wear shirts and not walk around in swimsuits. But yeah, then I saw a Dutch couple as well. He was bare chested. She was walking around shoeless, and again I told them that they are technically breaching the law, and that you should have seen them quite hurriedly get dressed and put their shoes on when I told them they could face a €500 fine.
Now it's an upmarket place and you've got all these nice boutiques flogging stuff during the summer. What would you pay for a cup of coffee?
Oh, goodness me, Pat. Crikey. It was about €30 just for a bacon and eggs and a cappuccino in one of the restaurants around the piazza, the main piazza by the harbour. So it is very, very expensive. In fact, actually, you've just reminded me that this Dutch couple I spoke with were left a little taken aback because they'd paid €100. So that's €100 for four glasses of Prosecco and a few bits of Parma ham and melon as a little nibble as they sat by the harbour side. I mean, yes, it is expensive, although some people said that they were quite happy to pay the price because the service was good and the view was well worth it. So I suppose, you know, it all depends on, on the sort of person you are, really, if you're happy to pay those sort of prices and get that sort of view.
Some of the texts, Will in Limerick says, maybe Portofino should do a Basil Fawlty and put up a sign saying, no riffraff, please. Another one, the late Michael Winner used to wax lyrical about the Hotel Splendido in Portofino.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Oh, sorry, go on. Yes,
no, yeah. No, just Margaret says it's on her bucket list, so
yeah definitely it is. It's absolutely weird, but I think it's she'd have to win the lottery if she wants to go there. I think, look, talking about €5,000-6,000 a night, the real estate in Portofino as well, very, very expensive. And apparently of those 350 odd souls that live there, they have the highest per capita salary in Italy. Apparently we're talking an average of around about 90,000 UK pounds, so that's what, 150,000 euros a year. So, you know, you can see why they're getting a bit sniffy with some of the tourists that are popping popping by.
Susan in Rome says, it's always been a question of decorum to cover your chest here in Rome. Can't believe that people still think it's okay to show their abs in public. And that's the question. Is it more than Portofino? I mean, are you seeing these regulations right down the Riviera coast in Italy?
You are. You are seeing them a lot, Pat, in these sort of popular holiday spots, Portofino, San Remo, further down the coast, Capri, Amalfi, Positano, and as your listener there in Rome said as well, they also have an edict banning you from stopping off in the fountains and all that sort of stuff, because people used to dive into the fountains there to cool off, and they've really clamped down hard on that as well. I think, as your listeners say, it is a matter of decorum, because, you know, who wants to see people walking around sort of bare-chested or in their swimsuits, you know, as they're having maybe a cup of coffee and enjoying the view? It's not really something you'd like to see, personally.
Yeah, and there's one, I suppose, positive thing over the years, the demise of the string vest. That's no longer a fashion item.
No, I must admit, I didn't see many string vests. I tell you what, I also didn't see a lot of that. Tattoos as well in Portofino.
Oh, okay. So it's got a little bit of class then. Yes. Nick, thank you very much for joining us. That's Nick Pisa, senior global reporter with the Daily Mail.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.